Dear friends, if you will, take your Bibles and turn with us today to the book of James. James chapter 1. We want to look at a partial verse of Scripture today that comes to us out of the general epistle of James. Here in chapter 1, the Holy Spirit has led us to focus primarily today on verse 17. Our message is entitled today, Opening the Gift. Opening the Gift. Please be very much in prayer for us as we share what it is that the Lord has laid upon our heart as we look today at the general epistle of James, chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good and every perfect gift is from above. Oh, dear friend, when the Holy Spirit led us to the letter that James penned to the scattered Jews and the Christians throughout the world of the early church, the Lord began to remind me on how important that it is that we today open up all the great and glorious gifts that comes to us that is wrapped in love. James was encouraging those scattered ones who was a part of the diaspora. For you see, dear friends, the persecution and the hardships was very great, and the cruelty that was inflicted upon the Christians at this time was very, 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 very cruel and unjust. And James, who was called James the Just, was writing this letter encouraging those that had fallen under the iron hand of persecution. James was encouraging them to open up all that the Lord was willing to bestow upon them. As I looked here at this journal epistle, I thought about how important that it is that we today take advantage of what God has so graciously given to each and every one of us. If you remember, James would write to these believers in verse 4 of chapter 1 saying, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. That word patience, it means endurance. It means perseverance. What James was saying, I know it's hard. I know it's very trying. But rest on the promises of God and hang in there. Oh, dear friends, you may be going through much in way of spiritual and physical hardship today. But the Lord that loves and cares and compassion and fails not is sharing us with great and glorious gifts. And it's God's desire that we open those gifts, we embrace those gifts, and give Him honor, and give Him praise, and give Him glory. Oh, dear friends, I ask you today, look to the Lord, for the Lord is providing, the Lord is bringing provision to you, and to me, and to all around that is suffering in the day and time in which it is that we live. Oh, when I looked here at this general epistle, we see there that James was looked at as one of the pillars of the early church. James's ministry was a pastoral ministry in Jerusalem. He had a heartfelt desire for those that would assemble. He had a heartfelt desire that was hindered, and the Lord blessed him and used him mightily in the early church. Oh, we say that to say this. God is using many in the day and time in which we live to bring encouragement to those that are downtrodden and those that are hurting. All the while, the Holy Spirit is blessing us showering us blessings and gifts that are wrapped with His love. And we today have an opportunity to open these gifts, to sing praises and bring glory and honor to God, our heavenly Father above. James said that every good and perfect gift came from above. Everything that God gives you and gives me is perfect. And oh, dear friends, you no doubt over the years have received gifts that you ain't thought much of. You ain't given them very much thought. But I can tell you today, every gift that God gives is for a special purpose. He has a reason for giving, because the Lord knows, praise God, what it is that we need. And James is declaring this word to this church. He was saying to them that every good and perfect gift, it comes from the Father above. For the Father has a desire to give and to bless and to help and to edify and to lift up those who know Him through faith. God has a desire to bless you today. God has a desire to help you today. Notice, when you look at the epistles of the early church leaders, you find there that they spoke a unique and a very unifying language. For Paul writes to the church at Rome in Romans 5, verses 1 through verse 4, Paul writes, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. What is Paul saying? Paul is saying what James is saying. We must endure and put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ despite all that's going on in our lives and in the lives as around us. Our Lord who loves us is our present help in time of trouble. And He has a desire to share blessings, gifts, help with love, so that we can endure and enjoy and have peace in our heart. God has a desire for us to have. The Bible teaches us that we have not because we ask not. These children, they write letters to Santa, don't they? They'll write letters to Santa. They ask Santa what they want. We as brothers and sisters in Christ need to do a little writing and praying to Jesus. We need to write and call out to the Lord for what we desire, what we need, and how that God can use us in this old, cruel, evil world that's around us. I tell you today, friends, let us open the gifts that's given by God. Open them. Open them. Open the gifts that God has given to you. Open the gifts that God has given to me. Because I tell you, the Lord has gave to you and He's gave to me for a great and glorious reason. Opening the gifts. When I looked at James' little epistle, I began to focus upon, and he said, every good, not some, but every good, perfect gift comes from God. Everyone. God has not not ever given you a gift that you didn't need, nor could you use. And I tell you today, on the authority of it's God's living, precious, inerrant word, He has a desire to give to you today. What do we do? What do we do with what God's given to us? Sometimes we just cast it to the side. Look under this tree. Look at all these gifts. Look at them. Look at this little gift right here. What's it say, Miss Jean? Ooh. Says to lend to all from the Holy Ghost. What if I was just to take it and just... You ain't even curious? Sure, you'd be curious. What's in that box? What's in that box, Brother Lynn? Let's shake it. Let's feel of it. I wonder what's there. I tell you, dear friends, when God gives us a gift, let us be willing with a desire in our heart to open it. But many of us don't. Many of us don't. Many of us to take a gift that's personally addressed to us, we'll let to the side. And you know something? If it's out of sight, it's out of mind. And before you know it, you'll forget about it. Forget about it. God has given us gifts time and time again that's been open and we've forgotten about them. Oh, dear friends, when James was writing to the scattered saints of the diaspora, those that was under the harsh persecution, the Lord had blessed them, and James was encouraging them to open all the gifts that was available to them. Because God gave them for a reason. Miss Angie sent me up here today with a big box load of gifts. Brother Robert see me hauling all those in here. And she's packed them and wrapped them and put them together because of love. When God gives you a gift, when God gives me a gift, they to us by way of love. Dear friends, I don't know what may be going on in your life today, but I can tell you on the authority of God's word, He loves you. You know, have you ever wanted to get somebody a gift and you said, I wonder what they need. I wonder what they need. I want to give them something they can use. I want to give them something they'll enjoy. I want to give them something that will be special to them. Oh, dear friends, I can tell you, every gift that comes from the Father of lights is what we need. And praise God, it's good. Now, you're going to say, ain't you going to open that gift? You're not going to open that gift. Well, if I was to leave this here, you'd probably go home wondering what's in that box. You would probably be more excited about what's in that little box than what might be under your tree at home. I shook it. I shook it. There's something in there. I can tell. God don't give you empty promises. He brings you fulfilled promises. God gives. He gives. And James was saying that God is giving. He's giving what's needed at that moment and in this hour. And James is declaring, open the gifts. Open the gifts. Dear friends, some of us may be having spiritual gifts that's a year old. Hardship, trial, tribulations, persecutions, spiritual woes, physical hardship seems to abound in the day and time in which it is that we live. If there was ever a day in time and we need gifts, we need perfect gifts, we need good gifts, it's today, praise God. But why are we not opening it? Why are we not opening them? Why do we go in and day out, honey, and we act as though they don't mean anything? I can tell you, many of the gifts that come from God don't even pique our curiosity. And I thought about that. The older we get, the more cynical we get. And I thought about what Jesus said. You know, Jesus, he had a way of putting illustrations together that touched right at the very core of who we are. Jesus talked about the children a lot, didn't he? Now, you take a child. Now, listen. If this gift was addressed to a child, they would have done ripped it open. They done got into it. You know why? Because their curiosity's piqued. They want to see what it is. They want that joy. They want that feeling that comes from opening a gift. I tell you, dear friend, take a lesson from these children. Let us be excited and open the gifts of God. See, the thing that blesses my heart is that the Lord just don't give at Christmas time. He gives every day. Every day, the God that we serve and belong to is giving to us. And I tell you, dear friends, let us open the gifts. I don't know what may be going on in your life today. I probably know more about what was going on with the persecuted Jews, the Christian Jewish believers that James is addressing from Jerusalem. I probably know more about them than I know about you. But the Lord that I love and the Lord that loves me, He knows, praise God, what it is that you need. And He's given. He's given. Now I know some of you probably said, now Brother Lynn, you're going to dismiss this service today and not open that box. Or are you going to do us that way? No. Because if I had done it that way, I would be exercising what all of us has already been doing all year long. Laying it to the side and not opening it. I put this together last night. Miss Angie came in about 10-something, and she said, that looks sad. That looks pitiful. I said, it's all right. She said, no, Lynn, it's not. I said, well, I found that scrap paper. She said, let me fix it. I said, no. She said, no, I got to fix it, son. I said, it don't matter. She just said it looked bad. I said, sad. That was kind of being nice. But anyhow, she fixed it up. I did the label. So we're going to open it. We're going to open it. We're going to open it. Stevie, read what that gift says.
Isaiah 43:2.
Turn to Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 2. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. Opening this gift that the Holy Spirit has blessed us, praise God, to have. In Isaiah chapter 43, in verse number 2, the word says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. What's he saying? I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you, praise God, through thick and through thin. Knowing God is with us, that's gift enough. I have the gift of salvation. I have the gift of blessing. I have the gift to hear this baby say amen, and it thrills my soul. That's a gift. That's a gift. You're a treasure. That's a gift. The knowing that He's with us. Knowing that no matter how hard and how harsh it is, the Lord's there. The Bible teaches us that His compassions fail not. So, dear friends, I tell you today, God is with us. God is about us. And God has a desire to shower upon us every good and perfect gift that comes from the Father above. Let us not be so complacent. Let us not be so set in our ways to where that we cast to the side what the Lord God Almighty has a desire for us to have. You know something? I've had a lot of gifts in my day. I have. And I'm going to tell you, most of them is wore out, destroyed, faded, and done gone. But the gift of salvation and the gifts that God bestows upon me have never depleted. Praise God. They're new every day. You know why? Great is Thy faithfulness. Praise God. So let us open the gifts. Let us be opening the gifts of God each and every day of our lives. You know why? Because we need them. I've had people to say, Brother Lynn, what can I get? I don't need nothing. You ever said that? I don't need a thing. I don't need nothing. Listen. When the Lord says, Brother Lynn, what do you need? I got a list. I got a list. Burdens, worries, woes. I got a list. I've never said to the Lord, I don't need anything. Never said that. And neither should you. Because you see, dear friends, we all need. We all fail and come short of the glory of God. We're all going through things. We're all going down this old pathway of life. It's very trying and very hard. I'm thankful that my Lord has a gift for that. Has a gift for that. And He wraps it in love and puts a bow of blessing upon it and puts it right at our feet each and every day. Today, God has blessed us with gifts. That old tree at Calvary, my gift was under there. My gift was under there, and it was drenched in the blood of Jesus, and it was mine for the opening. Praise God. Open that gift. I ask you today, do you need to open that gift? Do you need to open those gifts that God has given? Listen, dear friends, this is the time, this is the season that we rejoice and focus upon all these gifts. But let us take a few moments in our lives to focus on the gifts that comes from God for us. I thought about that a lot. This past week, all week long, been thinking about that. All the gifts that God has given to me. I'm blessed. We're all blessed. Bless mightily. Let us thank Him for that gift. Let's stand to our feet. I'm going to ask them to come to the instruments, to play us a verse of a song.